are requested to come slightly closer, inshallah. Especially those that are leaning on the walls. If it's not required, then if you can just come a bit closer, inshallah. Those at the back as well, if you come forward, inshallah, come closer. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Honorable ulama kiram, respected elders, brothers, youngsters, mothers and sisters listening at home. As we know, every month we have a monthly program, and the purpose of this monthly program is to coming to the masjid and spend some time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to some advice which is related to the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that human beings have opinions, human beings have thoughts, and these thoughts and opinions then make up our aims and goals in life. So for example, if a person has a goal to become wealthy or to have a big house, then before this goal and aim that he's come to, there will be many other aspects of his life which will have played a role in him having this goal and aim. It could be his parents, it could be his friends, it could be teachers that have instilled into him or her this importance of having a amount of wealth, a house, and this may be perceived as success for this individual. So we live in a time, and as human beings, we all have an aim, we all have a goal, we all have thoughts, we all have opinions. And in the time that we're living in, which is a time full of tests and tribulations and fitan, it's very easy for us to go off track and forget about our true aim, our true purpose. Because the influencing factors or the influences are generally from those avenues and areas which don't have the same morals as us, which don't have the same belief as us. So we then end up having aims and goals which are not in accordance with our deen, not in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it's very important for us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that from time to time and as often as possible, we go in environments and we listen to talks and we sit with scholars of deen and those individuals who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our responsibility, because when we sit in the gathering of the ulama, those that are knowledgeable in regards to the teachings of the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what will happen is that it will allow us to have or to correct our aims and goals, to correct our opinions, our mindset, and to make our mindset. So this is one of the reasons why there are many programs within the week, within the month, in the masjid. And the more we want to become successful in this world and in the hereafter, the more we need to take time out and we need to sit in the gatherings and seek knowledge and sit with ulama and understand that this is going to lead to our success in this world and in the hereafter. And the only way that a person can find this out is, okay, I am telling you these words, I am telling you that I am advising myself and everyone listening, that we need to spend more time studying our deen, sitting under the guidance of scholars, and under the guidance of our ulama, and under the guidance of those that are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to take our time out, and we need to invest our time. But the only way that a person is going to be able to experience this is by actually implementing this advice. That if he truly wants to see success in this world and in the hereafter, then he needs to test the claim. And the way he can test the claim is by bringing the claim into fruition and acting upon the claim. Then, inshallah, a person will be able to appreciate what I am merely copying from what I have heard from my seniors and my teachers. And that any scholar and any individual who is connected to deen or who has some level of knowledge will tell you. So it's our responsibility to take time out. And when we do spend time and we have friends and we have individuals that we are conversing with, we are spending time with, we have to be very careful. Because in this day and age, it's very easy, like I said, that a person can become off track or go on the wrong track. And his aims and goals in life will become incorrect, and not only incorrect, harming to him in this world and in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this perfect deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this perfect deen. And this perfect deen is there for us to bring into our life and benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such in His infinite mercy that when we bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our life and make a little bit of effort, the benefit we will see in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us moments. So every Friday we have the Jumu'ah Salah, which is seen as a day of celebration and Eid for the mu'mineen, for the believers. And it's an opportunity for us where there is a khutbah, there is a bayan, there is a talk. And it's a little bit different to the normal days, where we have an opportunity to, you know, recollect our thoughts and make our aims and make our goals in life and, you know, connect to our deen and connect to our Creator. And then every so often, there are moments throughout the year that we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to turn to Him, and the environment changes and the whole situation changes and it becomes more easy to do amal. And like we know, one of those times is the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this month for the believers a special month. And for us to truly value this month, you know, we need to prepare. And this is one of the reasons why the topic for discussion today is the month of Ramadan and Ramadan being on the horizon. So we have a responsibility that how do we prepare for the month of Ramadan? The month of Ramadan is coming. It's going to come and it will go. And every single individual, he has or she has a choice whether to benefit from that month or to let the month go and pass and let it be. But if we are sat here in this moment, in this masjid on this Sunday evening, and we have the opportunity now to correct our mindset, to think and to listen to advice in regards to the coming month, the month of Ramadan, and prepare for this month. And if we do prepare, then inshallah when the month of Ramadan comes, then we'll benefit. And we'll benefit in this world, and we'll benefit in the hereafter. So ultimately, we need to ask ourselves, and I say this to those individuals who are maybe a little bit more older, who have a bit of understanding, that whatever I think, whatever opinion I have formulated, or whatever I whatever my goals are, whatever my aims are in my life, where have they come from? Who or what has influenced me to want that nice car? Is it a post online? Sometimes it's something that we can't even remember. And what should be my priorities in life? What should be my priorities in my life? What should I give primary focus to? And what should I give secondary and tertiary focus to? And so forth. And why should I give that focus to that specific thing? And we all know to a certain degree, but we need moments where we are boosted by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ and remind, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, because reminders are beneficial for the believers. It benefits the believer. So this is why we are sat here, we are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability on this evening to come into the masjid. And I always mention this, and I've mentioned this previously as well. Some of us may not want to be here right now. And some of us, we are happy to be here. And some of us are neither there nor here. But now we are here. One of the ways to show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has invited us to His house is to say, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. That all praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are grateful to Allah ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to sit for a few moments in His house and remember Him. This is a gathering where we are going to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, now I'm going to hand over to Maulana Muhammad Saeed Sahib to inshallah give us some advice in regards to preparing for the month of Ramadan. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have the correct mindset, to benefit from our scholars, those that are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that He grant us the guidance to truly understand what is important in our life, and then to use our energy to make sure that we invest and we try to capitalize on this turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing good. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusallimu wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-karim. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. It is an accepted fact by Muslim and non-Muslim alike that to fully benefit from an opportunity, a person needs to prepare. This is unanimous whether we are talking about some worldly matter or some dini matter. If a person has an exam coming up, it is a GCSE exam, it is an A-level exam, whatever level. If he does not prepare, he will not be able to fully benefit. In fact, if he doesn't prepare, then best case scenario, he will benefit but not fully benefit. He will get a decent grade, he will pass, but he will not get the grade or the score he could have got. And worst case scenario, he will not be able to benefit at all. He will be completely deprived. If a person comes to know that at so-and-so time, there is a sale going on. There is a sale going on in the major shop or whatever it is. The major brands, as we have different times of the year when everyone knows. Now, if a person wants to fully benefit, he will prepare in advance. Prepare in advance means he will know what he needs to buy. He will know what he needs to buy. If the sales are in December, then he needs this item in mid-November, then he will think that let me delay it. I can get it cheaper there. He will save up for that time. If he doesn't do all of this, then he may be able to benefit from the sales, but he will not be able to benefit fully. Any opportunity a person needs to benefit from, a person needs to prepare. A person needs to prepare to benefit fully. And the more he prepares, the more he will benefit. Now, any dini opportunity compared to any worldly opportunity. Any dini opportunity. The Ramadan is an example of a dini opportunity. Going to the Haramain Sharifain, Umrah, Hajj, this is an example of a dini opportunity. An opportunity to benefit oneself hugely from a dini point of view. Going for 3 days Jamaat in the path of Allah, this is a dini opportunity. Spending some time in the masjid, this is a dini opportunity. These are all dini opportunities. And if a person misses out on a worldly opportunity, then yes, there is no doubt there is harm done. But there is worldly harm. And the world is temporary. It has a lifespan, it has an expiry date. So any harm which is worldly also has an expiry date. And the hereafter is everlasting. The hereafter is everlasting. So any harm which is connected to the hereafter, which is connected to deen, is also everlasting. In fact, if a person, he wastes a few years of his life, he is initially negligent. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq. And he changes his life. Maybe in his mid-30s, later on in life. A person should never have this mindset that I will change my life later on. Because as well as this life being temporary, when this life expires, when it ends, we don't know. No person should take the risk that, yes, majority of people live till old age. Majority of people live till old age, but many people die when they are young. Death does not discriminate. Go in the graveyard and look at the dates of when people were born. You will not see that everyone is over 50. No. You will see that there are people under 40, under 30, under 20. So no person should have this mindset that Let me chill out. Let me enjoy myself until I am 20, until I am 30, 40, 50. And then I will prepare for the year after. It's too risky. But let's say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person the tawfiq. He is initially negligent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take his soul away quickly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a wake-up call and he does wake up. And he reforms his life and as a result he goes to Jannah. Then such a person will still, when he reaches Jannah, regret those few years that were wasted. He has reached Jannah, but still he will regret those few years that were wasted. In fact, that person who from day one, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his childhood has granted him intelligence, and from the days of his maturity, he tries to worship Allah ta'ala. But every person slips here and there. Every person falls into sin, wastes time here and there. Some more often than others, some less often than others. Then such a person will also regret those wasted moments, even if he ends up in Jannah. لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَحْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. The people of Jannah will have no regrets. Why would they have regret? You reach a place where you can fulfill every single one of your desires. In fact, when you desire something, then it is fulfilled to a level which you did not even understand it could be fulfilled to. Then why would a person regret? So the people of Jannah will have no regrets, but one regret. When they see the luxuries of Jannah, their desires being fulfilled, then they will start thinking that those moments in the world where I could have done a bit more and my rank in Jannah would have been higher. If only I had cherished those moments. These we are talking about the people who prepared so they were successful. Still, they will regret those opportunities to prepare even more that they did not take. So, the month of Ramadan, which is round the corner, every month of Ramadan is a great opportunity. A huge opportunity. These blessed moments, these blessed times, you can think of it as they are the time when the sun comes out. The sun of spirituality. And the sun comes out and everything is lit up, including our hearts. So from the moment the moon is sighted, every person's heart starts feeling more zeal for deen. Just think about it for a moment. What a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we don't really bother with deen in the 11 months of the year, we go to the masjid here and there, we pray salah when we feel like it. When we don't feel like it, it is left alone. When we feel like it, we make it to the masjid, otherwise we'll... When we feel like it, we open the Quran. When if we don't feel like it, we leave it. Still, when the month of Ramadan comes around and the moon is sighted, from that moment, automatically our hearts also feel the effect of that sun. It is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we want to take full benefit, we will have to prepare for it. And to prepare for Ramadan, the first thing we need to do is very simple. We need to change our mindset. We need to start looking forward to the month of Ramadan. Our mindset should not be, na'udhu billah, that the month of Ramadan is coming. So let me enjoy myself before the month of Ramadan. Let me disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever opportunity to do, whatever luxuries, whatever worldly enjoyments in the disobedience of Allah, let me fulfill them before the month of Ramadan. A person's attitude should be that he is looking forward to the month of Ramadan. He is starting to prepare for the month of Ramadan by doing the actions which he wants to do in the month of Ramadan and increasing them from now. The month of Ramadan is such that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the greatest lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he would stand up in the tahajjud salah for so long that his feet would be covered in blisters. So his beloved pure wife Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha says that I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. You are pure. You already have the highest status. Why the need to make so much effort? Okay, perform the tahajjud salah. But why the need to make so much effort? Your feet are covered in blisters. You must be in so much pain and still. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in answer, he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. My Rabb has given me so much. Should I not be grateful to him? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was drowned in the love of Allah ta'ala. So there would not have been anyone who would have desired to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than him. And a person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person has to leave this world. So for the purpose of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have desired every moment to leave this world. For this purpose. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the month of Rajab would come, so Ramadan is now 60 days away, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Give barakah in the month of Ramadan, Rajab and Sha'ban, and make us reach the month of Ramadan. Don't take my soul away for the next 60 days. No, make me reach the month of Ramadan. That now I want to stay alive until the month of Ramadan. Our pious predecessors, the great ulama and ahlullah of the past, after Ramadan, they used to spend 5 months of the year, 5-6 months of the year, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever they were given, whatever they were given the ability to do in the month of Ramadan. And when they reached the halfway mark of the year, and there would be 5-6 months left for Ramadan, then they would start making dua for the next Ramadan. So we need to look forward to the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, every deed is multiplied by 70. If a person, he has a job, and he knows that in 2 weeks' time, it is the summer holidays and everyone goes for holiday in the middle, so the boss, the manager, he gives triple pay for overtime, then that person who is not planning a holiday, he will look forward. But that's my time to make the most of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a month where there is time 70. Why shouldn't we look forward to it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a month where Jannah is decorated for us every day. Why shouldn't we have longing for the month of Ramadan? We need to create this longing for the month of Ramadan in our hearts. And for this, we need to hear the virtues of the month of Ramadan time and time again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib, the greatest of rewards. He has made the job so easy for us by compiling a booklet in the form of Fadail of Ramadan, the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And almost every person has the book Fadail al-Aman in his home. It is translated in many, many languages, the English language being one of them. The section of Fadail and the virtues of Ramadan should be read in every home, at the minimum from the beginning of the month of Sha'ban. So we realize what is coming ahead. We start longing for it. So this is the first thing we need to do. We need to start longing for the month of Ramadan. We need to make ourselves feel that yes, the month of Ramadan is coming. The month of Ramadan is coming. This is the first thing we need to do. Not the month of Ramadan is coming, so let me disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as I can, because I won't be able to do it in the month of Ramadan. This is a very dangerous attitude. My brothers, remember this. Every sin leaves a mark on your heart. Every sin I do leaves a mark on my heart. The hadith describes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes it as nuktatun sawda, spiritual, a black dot on one's spiritual heart. What is the effect of this black dot? It decreases this the inclination this heart has towards good. And it increases its inclination towards evil. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person repents, this dot is removed. But if a person doesn't repent, then slowly, slowly, these dots gather. And the heart becomes fully black. Then no khair can enter. No khair can enter means the inclination towards goods begins disappearing. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the verse of the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That those people who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who turned away from Iman, what is the condition of their hearts? رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Rust settled upon their hearts. Their hearts became covered. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Because of their evil deeds. Because of what they did. What does this mean? This means that the heart can be covered in blackness to the extent that a person can end up leaving the fold of Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing what happened to those who were disbelievers in this verse. So, we need to have a longing for the month of Ramadan. And the first and the most important thing we need to do is begin the effort of staying away from the disobedience of Allah from now. This is the greatest purpose of the month of Ramadan, and this is also the greatest way to prepare for the month of Ramadan. You will say that the ulama are always saying this. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. What can we do? This is this one sentence that guarantees you success in this world and the hereafter. If you hold on to this one sentence, there is, we do not need to say anything. You do not need to go into any dini bayan after that. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah. This is the purpose of the month, the greatest purpose of the month of Ramadan, and this is the best way to prepare for the month of Ramadan. Begin the effort of fighting against our nafs from now. Begin the effort where we slip, repent. What did we say? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person sins, then the black dot settles on his heart. But when he repents, it gets washed away. So we need to reach Ramadan with a clean heart. When the sun of spirituality rises in the month of Ramadan, then our hearts are like solar panels. When the sun rises, then the solar panel, it absorbs the rays of the sun. So our hearts are spiritual solar panels. But if the solar panel is covered in dirt, if it is covered by something, it will not be able to receive as much. So that heart which is covered by the blackness of the filth of sin, it will not be able to gain as much from the month of Ramadan. In fact, this applies to any dini opportunity. A person is going to the Haramain Sharifain. Wherever you go and your zeal for good increases, understand that there is a sun of spirituality there. The Haramain Sharifain, Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara, the masjid. All of these rays of spirituality, nur, are being spread out. But this heart needs to be washed. The solar panel needs to be clean for it to absorb. Those places, those times where a lot of good has been done, these are places of spirituality. These are places where nur is spreading everywhere. And on the other side, those places where instead of the mercy of Allah, the wrath of Allah has descended, those places are the places where there is darkness, spiritual darkness. I am digressing, but this is a very important point in our time. A person should be very careful where he goes. Because those places where the mercy of Allah Ta'ala descends and where good actions are done, these are places of spirituality, of nur. And when a person goes out and the sun is shining, then the sun automatically reaches him. The heat, he automatically feels the heat. So when a person goes into these areas of spirituality, whether it is the masjid, whether it is Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, whether it is any place where good is being done, then he benefits automatically. And the cleaner his heart, the more he benefits. But on the other hand, if a person goes to those places where the disobedience of Allah is taking place in excess, where the wrath of Allah is coming down, then there is darkness in the air there. And a person just going into those places, a person will be affected by that. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to Tabuk. And on the way they passed a place called Hajar. And Hajar is where the ruins of the people of Thamud are. The people of Thamud used to reside there. Then they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many hundreds of years ago before the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only the ruins remain in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the disobedience of Allah and the wrath of Allah descended in this place hundreds of years ago. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum there, he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that لا تدخلوا ديار ثمود. Don't enter the homes of the people of Thamud. إلا أن تكونوا باكين. In one condition you can enter the homes. If you are crying. And the ulama say, what does it mean if you are crying? If you go into those homes, those ruins with the intention to take lesson, that this is the result of the people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, you cry and you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for this one reason, you are allowed to go into this place where the wrath of Allah has descended. Otherwise, don't go. And as Mawlana Ilyas Qandalwi rahmatullah alayhi explained in this sense, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew of the poisonous spiritual germs that were in that air. So he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, don't go there. Yes, if you are going to, with the intention of benefiting, then go there. Nowadays, because the disobedience of Allah is so common, then the places which have a negative spiritual effect on us are so common. So we need to stay away from them. And the places where the spiritual news spreads, these are becoming far and few in number. The masajid is one of them. The places where good people reside, where good people gather, is one of them. We need to hold fast to these places. Didn't we experience a few years ago ourselves in the lockdown? The month of Ramadan came now. So noor was in there. But we were not able to do as much ibadah at home as we were in the masjid. Why? Because the noor of Ramadan was there, but we were not able to benefit from the noor of the masjid. So, let us from now clean our hearts. Clean our hearts and make it a point to keep our hearts clean until the month of Ramadan. If we sleep, if the black dot settles, clean it up again. This is the first thing we need to do. After correcting our mindset, the first practical thing we need to do. The next thing we need to do is all those things which are encouraged in the month of Ramadan. Tilawah of the Quran. Salah with Jama'ah. After Fard Salah, Nafal Salah. Spending time in the masjid. Fasting. We need to, if we have not been doing these in the past few months, we need to start doing these. If you have been negligent in regards to Tilawah of the Quran, on and off, here and there, then we need to start doing it regularly. Start doing it regularly according to how much you feel you can. If before you are not doing anything and you feel that I can do 3 pages every day now, start doing 3 pages. Start doing 3 pages, do 3 pages for a week. After 1 week, if you have been steady on that, then increase it to 5. That person, by the month of Ramadan comes, you will maybe be on 9-10 pages. But you will still benefit much more than that person who starts from 0 pages and he enters the month of Ramadan. Make targets. We have how many weeks left until the month of Ramadan? No. 3, 4? Make targets, the tilawah of the Quran. I need to get to this level by the month of Ramadan. Realistic. For this, I need to do this much in the first week. Second week, I need to get to this level. Work out, where do I have the time? The spending time in the masjid. Even if a person can start with 5 minutes. If a person has not been performing his salah with jama'ah, then start performing the salah with jama'ah. Whichever ones it is possible to do so for him. And if a person is doing this, then start increasing his time in the masjid. Start with 5 minutes. That every day after the Maghrib Salah, I will stay 5 minutes in the masjid. Or if I cannot do it on weekdays, on the weekends I will do it. Every person should make this his aim, that I want to already be progressing before the month of Ramadan. You know what they say about starting a car, about driving a car. The first meter you move the car takes the most fuel. The first meter when the car goes from zero, that takes the most fuel. The car has to make the most effort there. So if your car has not moved until the month of Ramadan, then after the month of Ramadan starts, then you need to take that step. But if we start the car moving from now, then the car will already be accelerating by the time the month of Ramadan comes around. We will be able to benefit so much more from the month of Ramadan. My beloved teacher and Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Salim Durrat Sahib, he says that a person, if he starts before the month of Ramadan, then by the time the month of Ramadan comes, he can already be in fifth gear. He can be flying. In fact, the Tabi'een, the Taba Tabi'een, they, you know how we treat the month of Ramadan? We take time off work. If we can't reduce our work hours, we think, where can I spend time, extra time in the masjid? The tabi'een, the tabi' tabi'een, they used to treat the month of Sha'ban like this. In preparation for the month of Ramadan, they would close their businesses. Let me close my business and start reciting the Quran so that I can be ready for the month of Ramadan. They used to put aside the other activities in the month of Sha'ban, because they understood that if we prepare for the month of Ramadan, then we can take full benefit from the month of Ramadan. So if we cannot do that, then we can at least start preparing with whatever time we have. So this is the next thing we need to do. So let us summarize. The first thing, we need to create a longing for the month of Ramadan. We need to do this by listening to the virtues. Alhamdulillah, here in the masjid after Asr, the virtues of Ramadan are read out. But this needs to happen in every home. And ideally as a family, but otherwise, do it yourself. It does not take more than 5 minutes. I'm sure every person will be able to take out 5 minutes somewhere. 5 minutes spent to reading the virtues of the month of Ramadan. And if a person finishes, then restart. This will create the longing for the month of Ramadan. Start talking about Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is coming. If the World Cup comes down, everyone starts talking. The World Cup is coming, the World Cup is coming, the World Cup is coming. And automatically that person who does not really bothered about the World Cup, who doesn't even know much about football, he starts getting a bit of a wazir. So, the same mahol and the same environment should exist for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is coming, the month of Ramadan is coming. And thereafter, start making the physical effort for the month of Ramadan. Start going against our nafs and our desires from now. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where we sleep, repent again. If we keep sleeping, take advice from someone. In every single field, every person says that you need to take advice. If you want to become an architect, you need to take advice by way of undergoing a course. If you want to become a doctor, you need to take advice by way of undergoing a course. And if you don't take the advice, then it will be very difficult to be successful. Most likely you will not be successful. You will never become a quality architect, a quality doctor. You will need to take some advice. So in deeni terms, staying away from the disobedience of Allah. Increasing our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to stay away from the disobedience of Allah? This also requires advice. There are methods which will make it easier. Yes, the effort we will have to do. Just like if we want to become a doctor, the effort we will have to do. We will have to write the paper. We will have to do the study. But the course will give us the advice. So similarly, when it comes to staying away from the disobedience of Allah, I want to perform the Fajr Salah, but I can't. I want to control my gaze, but I can't. I am trying, but I can't. I become despondent. So, advice is also needed for this as well. And when a person takes the advice, then he will understand, no, the path is possible. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit fully from the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan for us such that we can say when we go to Jannah that it was the Ramadan of 2023 because of which I am in Jannah right now. And let us view it with this mindset that I don't know if I will be getting another Ramadan. This may be my last Ramadan. And it's possible if I spend this Ramadan, this is the difference between whether I am successful in the hereafter or not. If a person does this, then inshallah, this Ramadan will be fruitful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to spend the month of Ramadan wisely. Let us make a short dua and then we finish. الحمد لله رب العالمين عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لئن لم يرحمنا ربنا ويغفر لنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين Allah forgive our sins and give us the tawfiq and the ability to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. Give us the tawfiq and give us the willpower. Give us the strength to stay away from your disobedience. O Allah, if we slip, give us the strength to repent to you. Keep us away from despondence. Keep us away from the snares of shaitan. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to grant us the month of Ramadan. Make us reach the month of Ramadan alive. Make our condition such that we are able to benefit from the month of Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa taqabbalhu minna mutaqabbala. O Allah, make this Ramadan such that it is accepted. O Allah, make this Ramadan the Ramadan that we value every moment of. O Allah, make us this Ramadan the Ramadan that after the month of Ramadan passes, then we realize that our ship of deen is flying, that we are going towards our destination. O Allah, all those people who have passed away, forgive them. O Allah, all those people who are ill, grant them cure. O Allah, all those people who are in any difficulty, especially those who are caught in the recent earthquake, who have lost their families, who have lost their health, many of them they have lost the roof over their head. O Allah, you help them. O Allah, you support them. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to take lesson from that. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to take lesson from that. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا الله.
The refreshments have been prepared, so everyone is requested not to leave without partaking of the refreshments. Jazakallah for coming. Everyone is requested that keep coming, come every month, come to the weekly programs as well.